We're warning you this morning to look out for another blow to world trade. A coronavirus outbreak at the Chinese port of Yantian is the source of this latest one. Nils Haupt is a senior director with the shipping company Hapag-Lloyd in Germany.
We can say that 2020 was really a roller coaster year. It started when China basically had the lockdown in January, February 2020, so supply was not there. When China went back to production and manufacturing in March, then Europe and the US went into a lockdown, so the demand was no longer there, and our ships were getting more and more empty. Just a number in April, so we made like $7 million less per day than in April 2019. So you can see that was 200 million losses in revenue compared to the previous year. So this is a situation you have to take out capacity. Then in July last year, very surprisingly, the demand really got up tremendously, mainly driven by consumers who weren't spending money on services because they couldn't travel, they couldn't go out dining, they couldn't buy theater or musical tickets. So they spend it on consumer goods. So this is still running. So we still see a very, very high demand. This means that now ships are full and rates have gone up tremendously for the customers. And we are basically running out of capacity of ships and of empty containers. So this is the situation as is. And then in March, we had the Suez Canal incident, which increased the pain everybody had. And we were just in the process now in May and June to see light at the end of the tunnel. And now, unfortunately, we are running into this situation here in Yantian in China, where one of the biggest ports in China has basically closed down for close to 3 weeks. They have some berths in operation, which is by far not enough. Carriers, they have to omit this port and have to look for alternate ports, which means that these ports, again, will be heavily congested. You can use ports like Sheku, you can use Nansha, you can use Hong Kong. But what we are seeing right now that the delays are piling up there as well, and that congestion will go up.
And Tom Heng of the Financial Times in Hong Kong provides more information on what has happened at the Chinese port.
So last month, a couple of workers tested positive at the Yantian container terminal in Shenzhen, and that led to suspension of activity. Exports were suspended for a week. And the outbreak in the region has gathered pace, which has essentially curbed activity at the ports, both in Shenzhen and in neighboring cities. And that's caused a real issue for trade. And because China, throughout the last year and throughout this pandemic, has really come to dominate global trade more than ever, really. Even the slightest disruption at its ports stand to ripple out to the rest of the kind of global shipping community, which has come under, you know, so much pressure in the last year. I think for exporters, for manufacturers in China, for several months, a lot of these delays and disruptions to global trade have caused a real issue. Earlier this year, we even had cases of manufacturers in Guangdong in southern China sending goods to Europe by train because they'd grown so fed up with the delays in shipping. But despite these delays, Chinese exports have been one of the great success stories of the coronavirus. They've exported huge volumes of goods related to lockdown activities like electronics, many of which flow through this Yantian port, by the way, and home appliances, furniture, even medical equipment. So Chinese exports have been doing very well. China has also been importing huge amounts of commodities to fuel its industrial recovery from the initial hit early last year from the pandemic. So I'm not sure this is a tremendously huge issue right now for China economically, but it is a very big issue for the many container ships that are currently queued outside some of the ports in South China. Probably one of the big global concerns right now is inflation. And one of the potential effects of severe trade disruptions in China is that it could push up the costs of exporting goods from China to the US. Of course, the US has been importing huge amounts of Chinese goods over the last year. There's been significant stimulus in the US that has helped with that. And this stands in one small way to add to some of the price pressures that we've seen really gather pace quite dramatically this year.
This has been Sajikra's Early Business.